Welcome to the Rebuilding Lives podcast. We dive deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that helped these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we are looking at staying resilient through relapses, the art of rising again. The alarm clock buzzed at 6 a.m., but Jennifer had been awake for hours. She sat on the edge of her bed, staring at the empty bottle on her nightstand, shame washing over her like a familiar tide. After 18 months of sobriety, she had relapsed the night before. The voice in her head whispered the words she dreaded most: failure, disappointment, back to square one. But Jennifer's story didn't end there. What happened next would define not her failure, but her character. Within hours, she made the phone call to her sponsor, attended an emergency meeting, and began the process of understanding that relapse doesn't erase progress. It becomes another chapter in the story of recovery, not the final page. Relapse affects approximately 40 to 60% of people recovering from substance abuse, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. These numbers aren't indicators of weakness or moral failing. They represent the reality of recovery as a process rather than a destination. Understanding this fundamental truth becomes the foundation for building genuine resilience through setbacks. Understanding relapse as part of recovery. Recovery follows a winding path rather than a straight line. The medical community now recognizes addiction as a chronic disease that requires ongoing management, much like diabetes or hypertension. Just as blood sugar levels can spike despite careful management, addiction can reassert itself despite commitment to sobriety. This perspective shifts the conversation from moral judgment to practical problem solving. When you view relapse as a symptom of an ongoing condition rather than evidence of personal failure, you can address it with the same systematic approach used for any other health challenge. Research from the National Institute of Mental Health shows that individuals who maintain a growth mindset about recovery demonstrate greater long-term success rates than those who view setbacks as evidence of inability to change. This mindset difference affects how people respond to challenges, seek support, and maintain motivation during difficult periods. The brain changes that occur during addiction don't simply disappear when someone achieves initial sobriety. Neural pathways associated with substance use remain sensitive to triggers, stress, and environmental cues for months or even years after last use. Understanding this biological reality helps normalize the challenges of maintaining recovery while emphasizing the importance of ongoing vigilance and support. Creating realistic expectations about the recovery process protects against the all-or-nothing thinking that can transform temporary setbacks into permanent defeats. When you prepare mentally for potential challenges, you can develop response strategies rather than being caught off guard by difficulties. The psychology of resilience. Resilience represents the ability to bounce back from adversity stronger than before. It's not an innate trait that some people possess and others lack. Resilience develops through specific practices, perspectives, and support systems that anyone can cultivate with intentional effort. Cognitive flexibility forms the cornerstone of resilience. This involves the ability to adapt your thinking patterns when circumstances change, rather than remaining rigid in your approaches. People with high cognitive flexibility can reframe setbacks as learning opportunities, adjust their strategies based on new information, and maintain hope despite temporary failures. Self-compassion plays a crucial role in resilient recovery. Dr. Kristen Neff's research at the University of Texas shows that individuals who practice self-compassion demonstrate greater emotional stability, reduced anxiety, and increased motivation to make positive changes after mistakes. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness you would offer a good friend facing similar challenges. The concept of post-traumatic growth suggests that individuals can emerge from difficult experiences with greater strength, deeper relationships, and clearer life purposes than they possessed before the trauma. This framework helps people view relapses not as evidence of failure, but as opportunities for developing greater self-awareness and more effective coping strategies. Building resilience requires developing a toolkit of practical strategies that can be accessed during moments of crisis. These tools become automatic responses that interrupt destructive thought patterns and guide behavior toward recovery rather than further substance use. Immediate response strategies. The first few hours after a relapse often determine whether the setback becomes a brief detour or a return to active addiction. Having predetermined response strategies removes the need to make decisions when emotional regulation and judgment may be compromised. Contact your support network immediately. This might include sponsors, counselors, family members, or friends who understand your recovery journey. The shame associated with relapse often drives people toward isolation, but connection with supportive individuals provides perspective and prevents the spiral of negative thinking that fuels continued substance use. Return to basics in your recovery program. Attend meetings, engage with your support group, and recommit to the daily practices that supported your initial sobriety. Many people discover that their relapse occurred after becoming complacent about these fundamental practices, making their return even more important. Conduct an honest assessment of what triggered the relapse without engaging in excessive self-criticism. Identify specific situations, emotions, thoughts, or environments that contributed to your decision to use substances. This information becomes valuable data for preventing future relapses rather than ammunition for self-punishment. Seek professional guidance if you haven't already. Counselors, therapists, and medical professionals can help you process the relapse experience, adjust your treatment plan, and provide additional resources for maintaining recovery. Many people benefit from intensive outpatient programs or temporary increases in counseling frequency following a relapse. Remove yourself from environments or situations that pose immediate risks for continued substance use. This might involve leaving certain social settings, avoiding particular locations, or temporarily changing your routine to reduce exposure to triggers while you rebuild your emotional stability. Learning from setbacks. Every relapse contains valuable information about your recovery process, trigger patterns, and areas where additional support or skill development might be beneficial. Approaching this analysis with curiosity rather than judgment transforms setbacks into opportunities for stronger recovery. Examine the timeline leading up to your relapse. Many people discover that their relapse began not with the actual substance use, but with smaller compromises made days or weeks earlier. These might include skipping support meetings, isolating from healthy relationships, neglecting self-care practices, or ignoring warning signs of increasing stress or emotional instability. Identify the specific thoughts and emotions that preceded your decision to use substances. Common patterns include overwhelming stress, relationship conflicts, financial pressures, work challenges, or significant life changes. Understanding your personal vulnerability patterns helps you develop more targeted prevention strategies. Assess the effectiveness of your coping strategies during the period leading up to relapse. Did you attempt to use healthy coping mechanisms but find them insufficient? Did you forget to implement strategies you had learned? Did life circumstances overwhelm your usual support systems? This analysis reveals areas where additional skill development or support might be beneficial. Consider whether your recovery plan needs adjustment based on what you learned from the relapse experience. This might involve increasing the frequency of counseling sessions, adding new types of support groups, developing additional coping strategies for specific triggers, or making lifestyle changes that reduce overall stress levels. Document your insights in writing to create a reference for future challenging periods. Many people find that writing about their relapse experience helps them process emotions, identify patterns, and develop more effective prevention strategies. Rebuilding momentum. The period immediately following a relapse often feels overwhelming as you work to rebuild the momentum and confidence that previous sobriety had provided. Understanding that this rebuilding process takes time helps maintain realistic expectations while working toward renewed stability. Start with small, achievable goals that rebuild your confidence in your ability to make positive choices. This might involve committing to one day of sobriety, attending one support meeting, or completing one self-care activity. Success with small goals creates momentum for tackling larger challenges. Recommit to your daily recovery practices with renewed understanding of their importance. Many people report that their recovery feels stronger after a relapse because they no longer take their sobriety for granted and approach their daily practices with greater intentionality and appreciation. Strengthen your support network by being honest about your relapse experience and what you learned from it. Sharing your experience with others in recovery often helps them in their own journeys while deepening your connections with people who understand your challenges. Consider adding new elements to your recovery plan based on insights gained from your relapse. This might involve different types of therapy, additional support groups, new hobbies or activities that provide healthy stress relief, or lifestyle changes that reduce overall vulnerability to triggers. Address any shame or guilt associated with your relapse through professional counseling or support group participation. These emotions, while natural, can interfere with recovery efforts if they become overwhelming or lead to continued negative self-judgment. Strengthening your foundation. Relapse often reveals areas where your recovery foundation needs strengthening. Use this information to build a more robust and sustainable approach to maintaining sobriety that can withstand future challenges. Develop multiple coping strategies for managing stress, difficult emotions, and challenging life circumstances. Having a variety of tools available increases the likelihood that you'll find effective responses to different types of triggers. These might include meditation practices, physical exercise, creative activities, social connections, professional support, or spiritual practices. Build redundancy into your support system so that help remains available even if your primary support sources are temporarily unavailable. This might involve participating in multiple support groups, maintaining relationships with several people in recovery, or having both professional and peer support options. Create environmental supports that make recovery easier and relapse more difficult. This involves removing substances and paraphernalia from your living space, avoiding locations associated with substance use, and surrounding yourself with reminders of your recovery goals and motivations. Establish healthy routines and habits that support overall well-being and reduce vulnerability to relapse. Regular sleep schedules, nutritious eating patterns, consistent exercise, and meaningful daily activities all contribute to emotional stability and resilience. Practice stress management techniques regularly rather than waiting until you feel overwhelmed. Building these skills during calm periods makes them more accessible during crisis situations. Maintaining long-term perspective. Recovery represents a lifelong journey of growth and self-discovery rather than a problem to be solved once and forgotten. Maintaining this long-term perspective helps you weather temporary setbacks without losing sight of your overall progress and goals. Track your progress in multiple dimensions rather than focusing solely on days of sobriety. Consider improvements in physical health, mental wellness, relationship quality, work performance, and personal fulfillment. This broader view of progress helps maintain motivation even after setbacks. Connect with your deeper motivations for recovery on a regular basis. Whether these involve family relationships, career goals, health concerns, or spiritual growth, remembering why recovery matters to you provides strength during challenging periods. Celebrate recovery milestones while acknowledging that the journey continues beyond any particular achievement. Each day of sobriety, each healthy choice, and each challenge overcome deserves recognition as part of your ongoing growth. View yourself as someone in recovery rather than someone who has recovered. This mindset maintains appropriate vigilance about potential challenges while avoiding the complacency that can contribute to relapse. Plan for future challenges by developing contingency strategies for high-risk situations. This might involve holiday celebrations, work stress, relationship changes, or other predictable challenges that could test your recovery. Your path through recovery will be unique to your circumstances, challenges, and strengths. Setbacks along this path don't negate the progress you've made or your capacity for continued growth. They become opportunities to develop greater self-understanding, stronger coping skills, and deeper resilience. The measure of your recovery lies not in never falling down, but in how quickly and effectively you get back up. Each time you choose recovery after a setback, you demonstrate that your commitment to healing is stronger than any temporary defeat. Your story of recovery continues with each conscious choice to move toward health, connection, and growth.